Does the brain create the mind? Before the universe can have a mind, we need to understand our own minds. That's logical enough. We cannot see reality through the minds of dolphins and elephants, even though both species have outsized brains that could be functioning at a very high level. Almost certainly, there is a dolphin reality and an elephant reality, tailor-made to fit their nervous system. Dolphins have been shown to learn words, giving them a close affinity to humans. And also, like humans, they are capable of savage acts. Still, they are not humans, inhabiting a reality beyond ours. This logic leads to a surprising conclusion. A universe is defined by the creatures who inhabit it. What humans call the universe is like taking two bananas, a sack of flour, and a frozen pizza home, and claiming that you bought out the supermarket. Any reality, as perceived through a different nervous system, implies a different universe, so that dolphins and elephants inhabit their own, which to them is the universe. And why stop with them? Why not a snail universe or a giant panda universe? Humans didn't take out an exclusive deed on reality. We just assume we did, perhaps out of our self-inflicted sense of superiority. The reason we made that assumption is pride of the brain. With its quadrillion possible combinations, the human brain is the most complex object in the universe, so far as we know. Thanks to its activity, we are self-aware. A horse eats grass and is content. We eat spinach and can say, "I don't like this," or "I love this," along with any opinion in between. This implies enormous control over our thoughts. Pride of the brain lies behind all of science, too. Since our brain has a mysterious capacity for logic and reason, the newest abilities early man acquired, brain-wise, when the cerebral cortex evolved, not in terms of millions of years like the lower brain, but perhaps tens of thousands. Pride of the brain is seriously humbled, however, when we look more closely. First of all, science, at least classical physics, is in love with predictability. But our minds aren't. One of the easiest bets to win is to offer $1 million to anyone who can accurately predict their next thought. It would be foolhardy to accept such a wager. As we all experience every day, our thoughts are unpredictable and spontaneous. They come and go at will. And strangely enough, we have no model for how this works. The brain is supposedly a machine for thinking. But what kind of machine churns out so many different responses to the same input? It's like the world's most dysfunctional candy machine. You put in a nickel, but instead of getting a gumball every time, the machine spits out a poem or a delusion, a new idea or a trite cliché, occasionally a great insight or a bizarre conspiracy theory.